B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. ROR Morning Show is here.
Hey, look at that. You pressed the button and it worked.
That's right. Bob Bronson is out today, so I'm pushing all the buttons.
Yeah.
You want to push some?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe LBF will push some, too. Here are the cars.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's LBF and Brian Bell. Bob Bronson is away, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
He couldn't stand us.
He likes doing two long weekends in a row.
Yes, he does. Who wants to work on a Monday?
I know.
It's a sad Monday today.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Kobe Bryant and nine people aboard that helicopter died, including his 13-year-old daughter and a local man and his family.
Well, yeah, he had coached in the
Brewster
Cape Cod Baseball League.
Yes.
And he was out coaching in the OC now. But his son
is a Red Sox scout.
Yeah, as a scout.
Yep.
Yeah, John Altobelli and his wife and daughter. Really awful.
I was reading about it, and the thing about helicopters is there's no room for error. You know, if something happens, it's just, you know, it's really,
yeah,
it's catastrophic.
Yeah.
And just that family. And I was stunned at how young Kobe Bryant was. 41. I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he just retired from basketball in 2016.
Well, you had said he started playing basketball at 17.
Yeah.
He played for
20 years.
Yeah, so it was like, God, I thought he was way older than that, but no.
Yeah.
And the daughter, Gianna, 13. Yeah. They were going to a travel basketball game because he was coaching her, right?
Yeah, at Kobe's basketball camp.
Yeah.
And facilities. And my son Sam is a crazed basketball
fanatic. Yes.
He was actually at basketball practice when this happened, and when we told him, he was crushed.
Yeah. I mean, especially for a little kid he's 10, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you don't think that can happen, and then when it does, it really does, it shifts something in you.
Yeah, and Kobe was really top of mind because the night before, LeBron passed Kobe for the all-time scoring record.
Yes.
And Kobe tweeted out something great.
Yep.
And it was, like, he was, actually, the post-game of LeBron was him going on for 5 minutes talking about how amazing Kobe was, and it was very, he even called him, like, you know, the day before, and LeBron called him, superhuman, and he's just indestructible, and like,
yeah, yeah. And it was really hard last night because the Grammys were on, and it was at the Staples Center,
yep.
And that's where Kobe played. And
yes.
So that was very. But they, I think they handled it well, and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot about that and how to talk to a 10-year-old about it. And
right,
the Celtics. We're playing down in New Orleans, and a lot of the teams that did play, there was talk they were going to cancel games yesterday.
Yeah.
They did go through with the games, and both teams took 24-second violations. Kobe wore 24.
Oh, okay.
So they took the 24-second violation before they started the game with each possession. It was touching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get into that some more, and, you know.
We have other things.
Some other things that.
Yeah. We're going to give away $1,000 five times a day with the Artist of the Day.
That's right. You know who the Artist of the Day is
today? I do. I looked it up. I actually read your notes. The Eagles.
Right. The Eagles today.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll have that at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We'll have Super Smart.
At 8:10.
8:10. So all that and more right here, the ROR Morning Show.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Going to be cool.
Yeah. This is the national day of something you've got to get your hands on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And I've got a leaked Super Bowl ad with a bunch of our locals, but one of our favorite local comedians in it.
Oh, great.
And this is three things brought to you by Riviera University Online. Earn a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from career-focused programs in business, nursing, psychology, public health, and more. Degrees feature expert faculty, generous transfer credit options, and academic excellence. Get started at RivieraRadio.com.
Okay, so we're doing two cool things because we don't want to hurt ourselves.
That's right. Well, because Bob Bronson is out today. He'll be back tomorrow, but... LBF, what do you got?
All right. Today is this day? You want to take a listen to this? What is it? What could it possibly be? There it goes. Yes, it's National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Every day really is. But they celebrate it the last Monday of January. Oh, you've got your own there. Hard
some.
To find, by the way.
It is. Getting harder and harder to find.
Yes, know. It is.
It's not very eco-friendly.
But, yeah. And now they just have those big air like pillows that they wrap things in, and it's not nearly as fun. But I just want to mention, the way that bubble wrap became bubble wrap is very interesting.
Really?
It was invented by two guys who were trying to invent a 3D type wallpaper. That didn't go well.
So that
failure,
wallpaper.
They realized it was like great packing material, and then they created the Sealed Air Corporation in 1960, 3 years after they invented bubble
wrap.
Hey,
we have all this 3D wallpaper. Yeah. How do we ship it?
Exactly. Yeah. But isn't that interesting?
That is pretty cool.
3D wallpaper in and of itself is just crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like very 60s.
Yes.
Hey, let's put this on the wall, man. what are you, high?
Yeah.
All right. Over the weekend, this leaked because we had seen the little teaser already with Rachel Dratch and Big Poppy. It's a Hyundai commercial that's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It also has Chris Evans and John Krasinski.
Yes, and...
But over the weekend, a full version of it leaked. Hyundai has been pulling them down left and right because they didn't want to ruin the surprise. But it's out there, and I had no idea that our favorite guy, Tony V, is in the commercial.
I know. I'm like, I know him.
So I pulled a little snippet from the spot. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Here, it starts with Tony V. You ready?
That Sonata ain't got no driver.
That's all right. He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, look at him back there.
He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, whoa, whoa. It's Big Poppy.
Wicked smart.
This is a ghost car.
A better way to park. Only available on the all-new Sonata with remote smart parking assist.
Sorry about that, your bigness.
You guys know he lived there? I had no idea.
Listen, I know it's amazing. An excellent commercial. It's like totally the best Boston accents because everyone's
it's
from Boston.
Hilarious.
But that car's awesome.
That's amazing.
I mean, it parks itself.
It's a ghost car.
It's a ghost car.
So look for that on Super Bowl Sunday if you haven't seen it already. And there you go.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
Your cool things.
Yes.
No third cool thing is Bob's back tomorrow.
Right.
So there you go. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about more about Kobe.
Yeah, we have the latest information on that.
It was a rough weekend.
It really was.
This is Fleetwood Mac. 105.7 WROR.
For a warm morning show, here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, so we're talking about, obviously, the big thing on everybody's mind this morning is Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash yesterday that where 9 people were killed, including a local guy who they were from the Cape. He was the his name was John Altobelli and his wife and daughter.
He's a coach down there on the Cape Cod League.
Yes, and his son is a Red Sox scout. They hired him in 2018.
Yeah.
So there's that local angle. It's just a really sad situation. And the thing about Kobe Bryant is, you know him from playing basketball for 20
years.
Being
one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But he was quite a family man. And, you know, he had 2 daughters, one 17-year-old and 13-year-old, who died in the plane crash with him. And then he had 2 younger children. He has a 3-year-old and a newborn who was born June 20th, 2019. And I saw him on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about having daughters and being this incredible basketball player. And his daughter, Gianna was... started to really get into basketball.
Yeah.
And this was kind of her reaction to when people said, oh, you should have had a son.
Oh, okay.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does?
I don't. This kid, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You and V got to have a boy, man. You got somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy, for that, I got this. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
Yeah. It just makes it all the more, it's so sad.
And it was very top of mind for us. Like, my 10-year-old Sam is just uber basketball fan, and Saturday night LeBron passed Kobe for the all-time scoring, third place. And so, you know, LeBron spoke after the game all about Kobe. I had just read an article last week in USA Today how Kobe had kind of transitioned into this next phase.
Yes.
And hadn't even been watching basketball.
Right.
Until Gianna.
Yes.
Got into hoops again, and it kind of, he came at basketball a different way. They started watching all the games and breaking down film with her, and it had, you know, transitioned into that coaching aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
It is. And, you know, I think a lot of people have mentioned, you know, okay, well, you know, a lot of people are saying there's too much attention on this particular tragedy. And I disagree. It's really sad because I know people go through this. They lose people they love every day. And I think that this is an opportunity just to be reminded how it's overrated. Coming back from a place like, if it's underrated, it's just like, you know, hold people close, be kind to people today.
Yeah.
Because it's just a sad thing that happens. Just going to a game. Just going to a traveling AAU game.
Yeah. And it's just more shocking when it's an icon of the sport is involved.
And so young. And all the people.
All right. Well, coming up, we've got your dirty laundry.
Yeah. So we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about the Grammys. I really liked the Grammys this year.
It was very good.
I knew a lot of people.
Yeah, and they did their own tributes.
They did, and they handled
right
it very well.
Staples Center.
Yes, they handled it very well. And we're going to talk about Aerosmith, too.
Okay, coming up on Dirty Laundry.
Okay, I'm very excited because the Grammys were on last night, and this is brought to you by Brigham Health. You know what? By the way, it's LBF. Brian Bell, Bob Bronson is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. He was in California. Maybe he went to the Grammys.
Oh, maybe. He's up covering the Grammys for
right.
us.
So last night was hard because just before the Grammys started, news broke that Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a helicopter crash.
Right.
And the Grammys took place at the Staples Center, which was
the house that Kobe built.
Exactly. And Alicia Keys opened the show. Unflappable. Here's what she had to say.
Earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
So she and Boyz II Men did a tribute.
They had the spotlight up on his two retired jerseys, the 8 and the 24.
Right. And it was just, I mean, it handled so well.
Yeah.
And considering the timing and everything. I was watching a little bit of the red carpet last night. A lot of people didn't even talk to anybody. They just went straight into the Staples Center because they were just shocked at what happened.
Yeah, and not only that, but they had put a giant mural up of Kobe, a projection on the side of the Staples Center. And there were people there, not for the Grammys, but for Kobe. So
yeah.
I mean, the Grammys are already a crazy mess around the Staples Center. And then you add in all the...
Yeah,
you know, the other people. It was crazy.
Very crowded.
Yeah.
Okay, so lots of great performances. Let's discuss Aerosmith a little bit.
Okay.
Aerosmith and Run DMC performed Walk This Way. Here's a little of it. You get it.
I loved it
you
so
did.
Much.
It was very chaotic. A lot of people were on Twitter saying that there was just like little sound problems and like riffing and things like that.
It wasn't as smooth as their original collaboration, which was groundbreaking at the time.
Yes.
That video was amazing.
It really was.
You know, as a kid from Chelmsford, I was all in on Run DMC.
Who wasn't?
It was the best. I got my Adidas.
Yeah, and then they knocked down all these like bricks. It was very
through
Kool-Aid.
The wall, just like in the video.
Yes, exactly. I thought of a Kool-Aid. I was like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
A couple other surprises. I was surprised, and you said she did it before, but Lizzo can play the flute like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. She's very good. Camilla.
She gets down on these.
She
on the flute.
Does. She is not shy.
It's good for flautists everywhere.
It is.
They don't get the recognition they deserve.
Represented in the musical industry.
Yeah.
Camila Cabello, did I do all right?
Yes, very good.
All right. She sang First Man and it was to her dad.
Yep.
And
very
everyone, your wife said it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the wedding song, end all wedding songs, Father and Daughter
Dance.
You're going to hear
from
it
now
for
until
the next
forever.
Yeah, 5 years. I'll give it 5 years. So Billie Eilish, who's 18.
Yeah.
She swept it. Like, she broke records. It was pretty incredible. She got Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Album, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and the top prize, Album of the Year, taking the record from Taylor Swift. I'll say this about Billie Eilish. She dresses like she wants to be comfortable, and I respect that in a woman. I really do.
Wow.
Couple other surprises. I like to go to the deep cuts of the Grammys.
Yeah.
This one's amazing. Best Roots Gospel Album, Testimony by Gloria Gaynor.
Wow.
I know.
I guess she will survive.
She did survive.
Wow.
Best Comedy Album is Sticks and Stones, Dave Chappelle. Michelle Obama won Best Spoken Word Album, Becoming. And the Best Music Video, Old Town Road.
Oh, I love Lil Nas X's performance. That
what
was great.
What did you think, by the way, of the Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton singing to each other
We
thing?
Can get into it in the next Dirty Laundry if you want. I have a lot to say
you
about
You do. Okay,
it.
All right. We're going to do that at 7:45.
All right. But, hey, don't forget, your WROR 80s Artist of the Day today is...
The Eagles.
The Eagles, you
yes,
remember.
Yes, I remember.
All right, so you can win $1,000 with the 80s Artist of the Day. We'll have your first keyword at 8 o'clock this morning.
It's exciting.
And then you just, it's very easy. All you have to do is text the keyword to...
45911. Or
yep.
Enter through WROR.com or our app, which will qualify you to win the grand prize of
$10,000. $10,000. All right, cool. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up. All that and more right here on the ROR Morning Show. Brian Bell, LBF, holding down the fort. Bob Bronson returns tomorrow, don't worry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, almost all of us.
Almost all of us. Yes.
Bob Bronson is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. But here we are, LBF, Brian Bell. And we're talking about what everyone's talking about, which is Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash yesterday that killed 9 people, including Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. They were on their way to an AAU basketball game. She had a friend with her. There were a couple of coaches. Really surprising. And we were talking about it. Brian, your son, who's 10, Sam, yeah. is a huge basketball fan. I mean, there's not a moment that this kid comes in to the studio and doesn't have a basketball in his hand
yeah.
and dribbling up and down the hallway.
And he has a giant jersey collection, and he's got players from every team.
Mm-hmm.
There's one team I would never let him buy a jersey from.
Let me guess.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
And yesterday he was at basketball practice when the whole story broke. So
yeah.
when we picked him up from basketball practice and let him know, he was just crushed.
I know. And, you know, it's I was trying to think of a time when I was that age where somebody that I adored and was a hero to me died in such a fashion. I mean,
yeah.
this is kind of a new thing. Obviously not a new thing when people die, but like for kids who are that age, and you have to explain to them, like, okay, this is possible. This can happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like celebrities now are so accessible
yeah.
that you feel like you know them. You feel like they're part of your family. And when something like this happens, there is real sorrow, especially with a little kid.
Yeah. And you know, we had just been talking about Kobe the night before because LeBron
yeah.
you know, passed him for the third place in all-time scoring. So Kobe was very top of mind anyway. We had talked about him. Like, Sam watches, you know, all he does on YouTube is watch old highlights.
I mean, oh, he does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, from, like, way back NBA highlights he was watching. I mean, Kobe just retired in 2016, so it's not that far off that he had been playing.
Right.
So, and I felt bad also for, like, Jason Tatum,
yes.
who, with the Celtics, was mentored by Kobe. And when he was my son's age, he idolized Kobe, and so it was tough yesterday just trying to, you know, Sam cried a lot, and
yeah.
I said, that's all right, buddy, because it's really sad when someone that, you know, you look up to as a basketball player, you know.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's kind of scary, too, for, like, to realize that, you know, you can be doing something, and it's not really regular taking a helicopter to a game, but that was his. That was what Kobe Bryant did. You know,
yeah.
That was his mode of transportation. It was like an everyday thing.
Yeah, I mean, we go to our AAU, you know, practices twice a week.
Yeah.
We have games on the weekend. It's the same kind of thing. It's, you know, yeah.
It's shocking.
Yeah, it was very shocking. So.
Yeah, so he leaves behind his wife and three daughters. He just had a baby. Vanessa and Kobe had a baby June 20th, 2019, Capri.
Yeah.
And, it's really sad. So.
Yeah, and it was, like, it hit me harder. Like, when the first news came out, I was, like, shocked.
Yes.
And it hit me harder when we found out that Kobe's 13-year-old daughter and a teammate. And
yeah, it made, like, it so
God, it's just
horrible.
So tragic. And so, you know.
Be nice to each other today.
Yeah, be a little nicer.
No? Give everybody a hug before they leave the house.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And we've got more coming up because I know you're concerned about more things going on in the world, right?
Right. I want to talk about this coronavirus because I saw a movie back in the day that everyone's referencing right now called Contagion, and I have some advice.
It explains why you're wearing a mask today.
Yes, it does. Okay. 80s and more, 105.7 WROR. It's Brian, LBF, it's Brian Bell right there. I'm looking at you. Bob Bronson is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. And we are talking about the coronavirus, okay? So,
are you concerned because Bob's traveling now and he might?
You know what? I totally am because
back.
They're monitoring about 60 cases across the United States. Five have been confirmed. One is in Arizona. One is in California. I think one's in Washington State. So yeah, he could be.
Yeah, I know they had that flight last week that came into Logan that they screened everybody.
Yes.
So you're nervous.
So I'm very nervous because it reminds me a lot, and I'm not alone here because I go on the Twitter machine and then everyone's backing me up. It reminds me of a movie called Contagion where Gwyneth Paltrow goes to China, eats something that was infected by a bat, and then spreads it to us, and the end of the world is near.
Yeah,
but
you,
this is really
you just like it because Gwyneth.
No. But I learned a lot from that movie.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from movies. And
Don't eat bats.
Okay. And this is very similar. That's what they're saying, that it started in this place where they were serving, like, weird animals.
Weird bat soup
and,
or something.
Yeah, something. And, but I learned a lot about people's hygiene and habits from the movie Contagion. And Kate Winslet is very smart. This is how she describes things spreading. Ready?
Yeah.
At this point, I think we have to believe this is respiratory. Maybe fomites, too.
What's that, fomites?
It refers to transmission from surfaces. The average person touches their face 2,000 or 3,000 times a day.
Ew. 2,000 or 3,000 times a day?
3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, elevator buttons, and each other. Those things become fomites.
And
so
those
at this point,
things
I think we have to believe this is
become a virus. So
oh
I went and did some research about, and you know what? It's flu season anyway, and I think people should be mindful. Depend, you know.
So you're not a doctor, but you have the Google machine.
I play
one on the radio.
I feel like I'm paranoid enough to impart this knowledge.
You stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
I'm taking this advice from a very respected medical journalist.
Okay.
First of all,
not
the most important thing. No, not just willy nilly. So here are a couple of things.
Okay.
Wear gloves every day. Wear gloves and change them every time you come home and wash them. Okay.
Like rubber gloves?
Well, you could, but that's weird.
That's weird.
But you could, like, it's winter, so just use gloves.
If I was wearing gloves right now, you wouldn't think it was weird.
No, because you're touching a lot of things over there. It would be better.
I disinfected everything on here.
Good for you.
Before I started touching stuff.
Do not touch your face or your eyes.
That's a tough one.
Masks are useless. They
really?
Deteriorate within 2 days, and also they just trap in all the stuff that might get in there anyway, and it's gross.
How about a full hazmat suit?
Maybe. I mean, do they sell those? Because I would get them.
Yeah.
Remove all your towels at home, and then replace them with clean ones with every member of the family's name on it, and they're only allowed to use that towel, and then you wash them quite often.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all have our own towels anyway.
Yeah, I know, but
and
still.
And it annoys me that my 10-year-old only uses it once. Like, hang it up, use it again.
Well, he's smart.
Not washing towels all day
and
long.
And just avoid doorknobs.
Avoid
it's
doorknobs?
Just avoid doorknobs, if you can.
And have somebody else
yes,
open the door.
Exactly. Chivalry is dead.
You want to get that?
Yes, exactly. Have that person do it. Be like, oh my, just carry a lot of things so your hands are always full. That's the way to get around it. Anyway, that's my advice. I know it's like, you know, it's kind of a serious thing, but it's just good to be safe.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Gloves.
Gloves. I'm going to go get some right now.
Please do.
All right. Well, coming up on your 745 Dirty Laundry, what have we got?
Well, we have more on the Grammys and more on that. Was it awesome or awkward between Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton?
Oh, I love Gwen Stefani.
I know you do, but you really don't like Blake Shelton, do you?
No.
All right, we have more on that and all the winners and losers and all that good stuff.
All right, and of course we have your 80s Artist of the Day coming up at 8 o'clock. Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Oh, yes.
At 8:10. We'll see if we get a winner today.
Okay, lots of stuff in the laundry basket today. It's LBF, Brian Bell, Bob Ronson's off. He'll be back tomorrow. This is brought to you by Brigham Health. All right, let's talk about the Grammys. Now, First of all, I'm going to get to this. What was in Nick Jonas's teeth when he performed at the Grammys? An investigation. But first, I want to kind of dissect a little bit the Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton duet. Here's a little clip of them singing. I don't mind the song so much, but I do. I still get very uncomfortable when people look at each other directly in the eyes and sing to each other.
Yeah.
Like, what, I mean, if somebody had a guitar and started singing to me, I would be very pleased.
Your hands would get very sweaty.
But I would get very sweaty.
Yeah.
And then when I watch it on TV, and then to know that those two are involved and really do love each other, allegedly, in the Hollywood way, I don't know.
How did you feel about the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper duet?
That was way more believable than the Gwen Stefani Blake Shelton duet. And I also think they did a better job singing.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
I don't think Blake Shelton's a great singer.
I'm not sure he is.
I've always loved Gwen Stefani.
I know you have.
She can belt it out.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that couple. I don't sit well with it yet. It's not my favorite.
He's a little bit country.
Oh, yeah. Right? Anyway. Exactly.
Yeah. I was okay with it.
Let's get to the real story about the Grammys. By the way, Billie Eilish cleaned up. She got record-breaking awards. She was in the most comfortable outfit in the entire world, something that I would probably wear to breakfast at my house. But whatever. She can do it. She's 18.
Yeah.
So Nick Jonas performed with his brothers, and the Twitter sphere went crazy because they thought something was in his teeth. Well, upon further inspection, there was something in his teeth. And after the show, he admitted it. He said, at least you guys know I ate my greens.
So
it was probably spinach, by the way.
Kale.
Or kale.
Kale, man. Yep. That does no good.
Check your teeth. Check yourself before
you wreck yourself. Somebody going, Nick.
I know. That means he has no friends. Like, he has no friends backstage. And his brothers are like turncoats. Because they let him go on the Grammy stage with food in his teeth.
Yeah. I mean, maybe just nobody saw it. You know, they were getting ready. He didn't smile.
Maybe he was serious.
Yeah.
Couple of other things from the Grammys that I liked. Lizzo playing the flute.
Yep.
Camila Cabello's song First Man to Her Dad, which made everyone cry, which
that,
is going to be...
That didn't make you nervous?
Oh, that made me super nervous. Yeah. I mean, and it also... Yeah, totally uncomfortable. But it's going to be the wedding song of the next 10 years, according to your wife,
Caitlin. At least. Yeah. I mean, because, like, my little girl is 6.
Yeah.
I give it 15 years.
Oh, yeah? You're going to be...
15,
okay.
Maybe 20 maybe, years.
All right.
Wedding
okay.
songs for Camila
I'll
Cabello.
Give you that. And finally, not Grammy news, but music news. Madonna has canceled her concert again. She's got more injuries.
Who's buying these tickets?
I don't know, because she canceled when she came to Boston.
Yep.
She canceled all of her performances. Now she's in London, and she's canceling those. So my guess, my bet...
Either do a tour or don't.
Yeah. I mean, I know she's injured, and I know that, but don't go on tour.
Injured, or is it like celebrity exhaustion?
I know. I want to have celebrity exhaustion.
Yeah.
I'd like Madonna
to just run my schedule, get up in the morning, then go to school pickup, and then get the kids to practice, and then make dinner, and then do the laundry, and then
she'll
I gotta fix
injured.
The sink today.
Right. Anyway, so that's Dirty Laundry.
Show up every day. All right. Coming up, don't forget, we're 10 minutes away from your first chance to win $1,000 with the WROR 80s Artist of the Day, which is today...
The Eagles. And you're going to have to text it to 45911.
That's right. We'll give you the keyword to text, or I think this is the better way to go.
Go to WROR.com and enter there, or download the app and enter from there, because when you do that, it qualifies you for a chance to win the Grand Poobah Prize of $10,000.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be really nice.
I'd be
So download
celebrity
the app right
exhausted
now.
Exhausted with $10,000.
Absolutely. Download the app right now because we've got your first keyword coming up in just 10 minutes. Right here at WROR.
Artist of the day. Here's your chance to win $1,000 or the grand prize of $10,000.
Oh boy, it's time. Here's your 80s artist of the day. It's the Eagles today. What do you think that keyword is, LBF?
I'm going to guess Eagles.
That's right. So you have 15 minutes to text Eagles to
45911.
Or you can go to WROR.com or our mobile app.
And that qualifies you to win the grand prize of $10,000.
Not just that chance at $1,000. So do it right now. The keyword again is Eagles. Make sure you got that S on there.
Yep.
It's our 80s artist of the day today. You have your next chance will be 11 o'clock with Julie D. You've got 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock today. So there you go. Get texting safely. Pull over.
Yes, exactly.
Text it into 45911. Eagles. Your 80s artist of the day today. Your chance at $1,000 from us here at WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite game show, Super Smart in 60 Seconds. LBF has 10 questions, and we're going to see if Sherry Beauchamp from Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're going to see if you can answer those 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. How are you feeling this morning?
Good.
You feeling good?
Good. Okay. Been studying?
I have.
Okay. What do you do for work, Sherry?
I'm a phlebotomist.
Ooh. Wow. Well, that's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to spell.
It is hard to spell.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So you know what's going on here. LBF has 10 questions for you. If you can answer all 10 in 60 seconds, you'll get $1,000. You can say pass if you're not sure, and we'll come back to the ones that you pass, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is everybody ready? Are you
I'm ready,
LBF?
Yep.
All right. Here we go, Sherry.
What's 8 plus 4?
12.
Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Minnie.
Who won Best New Artist at the Grammys?
Pass.
What's in an Arnold Palmer drink?
Pass.
The city of New Orleans is on what river?
Pass.
Joey Kramer was the drummer for what band?
Pass.
Name one of Kobe Bryant's jersey numbers. What? Say it again.
61.
What is the name of the number system using only the symbols 1 and 0?
Pass.
What U.S. president was a peanut farmer?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Treasure State?
Washington.
Okay. Just got through them all, Sherry.
Yes, you did. You got through 10.
Early in the week. It's tough, you know?
It's a Monday morning. Well, you got two right.
You got the first two right. You started off really, really well.
But you passed on a lot, which means you didn't get a lot wrong. You only got two wrong.
Right.
So look at it that way.
All right, what did we miss?
It's an even split. Who won Best New Artist at the Grammys? That was last night. Billie Eilish. What's in an Arnold Palmer drink? Very hard drink to say, by the way. Lemonade and iced tea. The city of New Orleans is on the Mississippi River.
The mighty Mississippi.
Joey Kramer was the drummer for the band Aerosmith. They're not letting him play. One of Kobe Bryant's jersey numbers, 8 or 24. The name of the number system using only the symbols 1 and 0 is a binary system. The president, who is a peanut farmer, is Jimmy Carter. And the U.S. state nicknamed the Treasure State is Montana. But we learned.
I always think
some
of
stuff.
That as the big sky country.
Big sky country.
They were hard.
Yeah, they were hard.
All right, but Sherry, you know that no one goes away empty-handed, right?
Yes.
You did not win $1,000, but here's what we have for you: 2 tickets to see Chicago with Rick Springfield at the Xfinity Center. Yeah, that sounds like
when a good is show, that right? Awesome concert?
It is Sunday, July 19th. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. You have yours, Sherry. And if anyone else wants to enter to play, you can go to WROR.com. You could enter to win. And what else can you do while you're there, LBF?
Oh, you can play Super Smart in 60 Seconds, the home version.
That's right.
And it's multiple choice. Then you can share it with your friends. And if you do well, you know, there are levels. It's like not so smart, kind of smart, wicked smart, and super smart. So it's really fun.
Sherry, great job. Thank you for playing.
Right.
And
Thank you.
We all learned a lot of stuff today.
We did. There and enjoy that concert. Yeah. I love Rick Springfield.
Oh, I love him.
All right. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up.
Three cool things.
Hey, here's Aerosmith right now.
Oh, yeah. Joey Kramer.
He got to accept the awards, but he didn't get to play with the band.
No, not at the Grammys last night.
Sorry, Joey.
Oh, well.
Hey, we got your three cool things, including big concert announcement with these guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, guess what?
What?
He'll be playing at Fenway again. We'll tell you all the details in 10 minutes right here, WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, LBF. What do we got that's cool?
Well, I'm going to tell you about what you need to get your hands on today.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
For your popping pleasure.
All right. And I've got a cool thing about the Super Bowl, a big local ad that leaked over the weekend. I don't know if you caught it.
I saw it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's excellent.
But first, we got a big announcement for our first cool thing.
Yes, concerts.
Concerts, concerts.
Okay, guess who's coming?
Who?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. New Kids on the Block with Belle Biv DeVoe at Fenway Park, Saturday, September 19th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. And oh my God, let me tell you.
Where do you get those tickets?
RedSox.com/NewKidsOnTheBlock.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I went to that concert a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
That does sound like fun. But I am looking forward to this one. Another concert just announced. Aerosmith. No idea if Joey Kramer will be on the drums by then.
He won't.
With Extreme. Huh.
Remember Extreme?
More than words. Fenway Park, Friday, September 18th. And tickets go on sale this Friday. RedSox.com/Aerosmith. I've seen Aerosmith at Fenway. Great show.
It's really great, too, because it's Friday in the summer at Fenway.
Yeah,
it's just great.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Really nice. So
I'm going
to
New Kids.
There's some cool concerts coming up. All right, your other cool thing, LBF.
You guys, it's National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Here's what it sounds like to do the popping of the bubbles. Yours is better. No, this one's better. This is a Jeep going over bubble wrap, so that's why.
It sounded like a Jeep.
Hey, the fun thing about bubble wrap is this, is that these two guys in 1957 were trying to make 3D wallpaper, and apparently it didn't really work out because, I don't know, that seems like a bad idea. It seems a little like, you know.
That's a 60s thing.
Yes.
Hey, man.
But they realized
3D wallpaper.
That it makes great packing material, so they patented it and created a company in 1960, and here we are.
Yep.
Popping bubble wrap.
Oh, it's harder to find these days.
It is.
So, all right, here's my cool thing is over the weekend, we got the teaser of the Hyundai ad coming up for the Super Bowl with Big Poppy and Rachel Dratch. They had a little teaser.
Yes.
It also stars Chris Evans and John Krasinski.
And
the full ad got leaked over the weekend. Hyundai's been pulling them down, the videos. But a lot of people saw it because it's so super local. I did not realize that our favorite local guy, Tony V, is actually in that spot with Chris Evans.
I'm like, I know him.
I know. It's amazing. So here's just a little snippet, starting with Tony V's spot.
That Sonata ain't got no driver.
That's all right. He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, look him back there.
He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, whoa, it's Big Poppy.
Wicked smart.
This is a ghost car.
A better way to park. Only available on the all-new Sonata with remote smart parking assist.
Sorry about that, your bigness.
Did you guys know he lived there?
I had no idea.
Your bigness.
Let me tell you, that car
is
really cool. It packs itself.
It packs itself. I can't believe it. The full spot is spectacular. You'll see it this weekend. during the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
But
that thing's happening.
That was amazing to see Tony.
It was really great.
It's a really fun spot. I'm curious, how do you think the rest of the country will react? Because we love it because it's the Boston accents are just over the top. But I don't know how it would play elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't really care.
It's great. Yeah, who cares about those guys?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Coming up, I got to tell you about my weekend because I spent a lot of it under the kitchen sink.
Okay.
105.7 WROR. It's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and
hello.
Brian. Bob is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's out in California.
Yeah.
His fam is coming back today.
It's a long flight.
It is a long flight, so that'll be good. You know, yesterday I was texting you guys because we were texting back and forth all weekend. And, you know, it was a fun way to end my weekend yesterday.
What's that?
Because the Celtics were playing at 6 o'clock. I mean, the Kobe stuff all happened, and I'm like, I really just want to sit down in front of the Celtics game, see what's going to happen. They did the tribute, you know, the 24-second violation to start the game. But I was stuck under my sink from 5 o'clock on yesterday because I've had a leaky kitchen drain for a little while.
Yeah. What's a little while? A
couple of months.
Okay.
So to fix it, I put a bucket under it and then I'd empty the bucket every once in a while.
That's a good fix.
And it seemed to be fine. But yesterday was the day that I said, you know what? There's not a lot going on. I'm going to see what's going on with that drain. So I pulled off. There was a plug that I thought maybe it's just this plug needs a new gasket. The gasket looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, maybe that's it. So I went to Lowe's, I got a new gasket, I put that on, and that wasn't it. So I there was a metal part of the drain that I touched just to try to turn it a little bit, and it disintegrated in my hand.
The drain that's interesting.
Directly under the tailpipe under the sink.
That's why you don't touch anything under the sink.
That's why I hadn't touched it for so long. I was like, well, I'm just going to leave it, and a little...
So then I find it's best to ignore these things.
I'm like, now I really have to fix it. Because at this point, I said to my wife, I'm like, well, I tried to fix it. I have successfully made it much worse.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens, which is why in my life, the rule is ignore it until it becomes a major problem.
Well, that's it. It has.
Has it, though?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
yeah,
it
the
did
bucket
when
was
you,
overflowing.
Right,
so,
but...
So then I said, all right, it's the day I'm going to fix it. So I ended up my second trip to Lowe's. I got all new stuff because I reached the point. I even put it up on my Facebook because I was like, okay, what do you think?
I think you should call a plumber.
I know. A lot of people said that. I know enough to be dangerous around the house.
Yeah.
And so I have this feeling like I need to try to fix it first.
No.
So I went and got all the stuff. And I reached the point, too, where I said, okay, to fix this, I have to get a saw and cut the rest of the drain off of the sink.
So, yeah, no. This is like, no.
We can't use our dishwasher. We can't use our kitchen sink. I made one trip. I got all the stuff. I got it all put back together. And I turned on the sink. And it dripped.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just keep the bucket under there until you decide to call a plumber.
But it's not dripping a lot right now. Only when we drain.
Right. So then just keep it
that way. So I'm going to go home today. I'm going to make my third trip to Lowe's.
This is a mistake.
Buy all new stuff. And replace what I replaced yesterday before I call a plumber. I'm giving it one more shot.
Okay.
If I don't fix it today, then a plumber's coming in, and I'm going to have to pay them a lot to do a very simple job that I should be able to do. And it's really fun, now that I've put it on Facebook, everyone's comments on the thing like, oh, that's a simple job. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, it's not.
Come on
over.
Ignore
it until you call a plumber.
All right. Well,
that's what I do.
I know. That's easy, but
right?
Expensive.
You should see all the lights going on in my car right now. I'm ignoring it.
Yeah.
Just drive.
Oh, boy. Well, plumber's not going to help you with that.
No, not at all.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. It's the ROR Morning Show with LBF, Brian Bell, Bob Bronson will be back tomorrow. He's coming back from visiting his family out on the West Coast. And, you know, speaking of the West Coast, real tragedy yesterday when Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other people died in a helicopter crash yesterday morning out there. And just really shocking. He was 41 years old. His daughter Gianna was 13 years old. The thing is that Kobe Bryant spent, what, 20 years playing basketball from the time he was 17 until 2016.
Yeah.
And he had just kind of hit his stride, actually, post-basketball career. He got an Emmy. He got an Oscar last year for a short he did about basketball. Yeah. He was coaching his daughter. He started to, you know, get back into basketball with his daughter. There was a lot ahead of him, and I think that's really what's a real tragedy.
Yeah, he was a guy who, like, the focus that made him one of the best basketball players ever.
Yeah.
He turned that focus into the next thing. He started his own multimedia company. They were doing, you know, podcasts for kids and parents. They were doing sports documentaries. And he had that short about his retirement that won the Oscar that was amazing.
Yeah.
Dear Basketball. And he just was such a successful person.
That drive.
Yeah. He had that drive. And it's sad. And
because of the potential, you know, all those people, the potential, and obviously his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and it's just such a tragedy, and her friend, and the friend's parents, and another coach, and the helicopter pilot. It's just very shocking, and he's just going about his business and what he does every day, and that's sort of, and this happens, and you just never know. And
yeah.
I think that's what really shakes people up about things like this.
When you lose an icon like that, it kind of make yourself be a little nicer and appreciate things a little
bit. You know, a little gratitude today, I think, for everything. Even if you're sitting in traffic and you're going to work and it's Monday, be grateful for these things.
All right. Well,
and speaking of traffic, what do we got?
Wow, what a you know, you'd think Bob Bronson was here with a smooth segue like that.
I know. It took me till 9 o'clock, but
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.